Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight in Minnesota at Target Field, the Boston Red Sox hand the ball to Eduardo Rodriguez, and they look to bounce back from a devastating loss that actually occurred in the wee hours of this morning. After 17 innings, the Red Sox fell to the Twins, and so Eddie has the baseball in his hands to try to win this three-game series and head back to Fenway Park with some momentum. Kyle Gibson, the right-hander, will take the ball for the Twins. Will Fleming, welcome into the Herb Chambers Porsche pregame show. We've got a lot to get to. We'll have Sean McAdam with us throughout this pregame show. We'll unpack last night's game. There were so many highs and lows. In the end, it levels this three-game series. But as you are all aware now, news broke just about an hour ago that David Ortiz, in his case down in the Dominican Republic, the lead law enforcement official, the attorney general down there, announced that it was a case of mistaken identity, that all the investigations have uncovered that Big Papi was not the target of the shooting that unfolded back on the 9th day of June. There has been a lot going on since that moment on the 9th of June until today's press conference, and we're here to sort of go back to the beginning and let you know what we know definitively, strike away a lot of the rumors that have been circulating about David Ortiz, possible motives. By the way, the authorities today said they still do not have a clear motive. They have identified the hitmen, the organizers, the orchestrators, and the shooters, and we have the names of some of those people. A lot of them are behind bars, but they are still peeling back the motive and the overall reasons for this shooting. But the bottom line, the headline today is that one of David Ortiz's friends, this guy David Sixto Fernandez, is allegedly the intended target of the shooting. So let's go back to Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Bruins are in St. Louis. They're evening that 7-game series at 5-1, and all of a sudden the news starts to trickle out that David Ortiz has been shot. And at first it is that he got shot in the leg. And everybody says, well, that's not good. But initially it was that he's stable and fine, and it just sounded sort of like a tale of a bar fight or something like that that was not that serious. It's the Dial Bar and Lounge in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. However, a couple, 3-4 hours later, details start to emerge that David Ortiz is being rushed to the hospital in the Dominican Republic, that one of his close friends with whom he was at this bar is driving his Rolls Royce like a military vehicle through the streets of Santo Domingo. And then later on, David Ortiz says to the surgeons at the hospital in the Dominican, "Don't let me die. I'm a good man." So that is the first indicator of the severity of things. We then learn that later that night, he has parts of his gallbladder, his intestines, his colon removed, and that he's in somewhat critical condition. The next day, the Boston Red Sox send an airplane down, which is essentially a hospital with wings. And they medevac him the 2,500 miles from the Dominican Republic to Mass General Cancer Center, the General Hospital here in Boston. He lands at about 10 p.m. during a Red Sox game at Fenway Park, takes the motorcade from Logan to Mass General Hospital. We then learn the next morning that David Ortiz had another surgery when he arrived. So that's another indication that things were more severe than we thought. But the doctors do the next morning after he emerges from the surgery say that because he stayed stable in that procedure, he should make a full recovery. His wife the next day says that he's still in the ICU and that he is in somewhat stable but very serious condition. Then on that Wednesday, the 12th day of June, we start getting some of the word of what the investigation has uncovered. The authorities in the Dominican Republic, that 12th day of June, they identify 7 suspects, and they have surveillance video from outside the bar and down this street, this crowded, very social area in the Dominican, of the night before the attack on David Ortiz in this bar and grill. And they say there are videos, and they show the videos of the coordinators talking to the hitmen who carried out this attack. We learn the identity of the shooter, this guy Rolfi Ferreira Cruz. Initially, we thought it was the guy who got pummeled in the bar, but instead he was the motorcycle driver who brought the shooter to the bar and then tried to flee the scene of the attack after the shooter walks up behind David Ortiz and tries to get off two shots. David Ortiz obviously falls to the ground and then goes to the hospital. So Rolfi Ferreira Cruz, that's kind of the first name that comes out as the shooter. He's identified, and one of the main accomplices is still at large. Now, the next day, that Thursday, the June 13th, there's some rumors flying around. The Daily Mail has this report almost immediately when David Ortiz gets shot that links this crime to a drug cartel in the Dominican and says that David Ortiz has been the target of this attack because he's having an affair with the wife of a drug cartel. Today, authorities say there's no way, that's totally unsubstantiated, and in fact, David Ortiz is not the subject of this attack. We get more news and more names on Monday and Tuesday of this week before the big press conference yesterday, and I think it's not worth belaboring all of the names of these guys, the shooters, and who was held in prison, because it's kind of a jumble. You can get lost in the mix, but here are the two kind of main figures, the big players in this. And by the way, they are not the drug cartels. There's this guy, Alberto Miguel Rodriguez Mota, who everyone says is the guy who paid for the hit on David Ortiz. We immediately learned that for each of these shooters, they took a sum somewhat less than $8,000 to carry out this hit on David Ortiz. And we then learned yesterday in official court documents that this guy Mota, who is the mastermind and paid for the hit, he met with someone named Gabriel Alexander Perez Vizcaino, who's got the nickname El Hueso, which means the bone. Of course it does. So the bone is the guy who's sort of the middleman between Mota and the shooters. And court documents reveal that they met time and time again. They also reveal that after the shooting, the transition from masterminds to shooters was done over a gold iPhone. They sent a picture of what we thought was David Ortiz to these shooters. Now, here's where you get the idea that this is not exactly the most elaborate, well-thought-out criminal conspiracy. Not only are they sending the picture on a gold iPhone, but after the picture is given to the shooters, the mastermind decides to sell that gold iPhone to a woman for $180, like as a crime souvenir. Obviously, the authorities discover this. They find the phone. They send out the picture of what we then assume is David Ortiz to kind of corroborate the idea that Big Papi was the subject of this attack. They then send the gun out to 100 miles away, one of the neighborhoods of one of the suspects. It is uncovered. We remember the big first press conference where the Dominican authorities are holding up this pistol that they claim is the one used in that bar. Forensics are underway on that to try to match the gun with the bullets that were found at the scene with David Ortiz. So anyway, that is sort of the verified known facts of the case. It happened on the 9th day of June. Suspects have trickled out. We know the names of the mastermind, the shooter, and this go-between, El Hueso Vizcaino. But beyond that, today they say it was not David Ortiz who was the subject of this attack. A lot of these tabloid reports that have been coming out have been totally disregarded by the Dominican authorities. Obviously, people will believe this or not. There will be rampant speculation as to whether someone, the profile of David Ortiz, who is seemingly the most recognizable guy on the island, whether it's believable that attack could be carried out on him. But at the moment, we have no choice but to take the words of this guy, Jean Alain Rodriguez, at their face value, that David Ortiz was not the subject of this attack. So hopefully that gives some clarity to what we do know. There's so much speculation about what we think, what might have happened, who paid for this. Now we know, at least according to the Dominican authorities, what they're claiming is a case of mistaken identity. Sean McAdam joins us now. He'll be with us from now to the remainder of the pregame show. We do have a great, although disappointing, baseball game last night to unpack and preview the series finale in Minnesota. But Sean, that's a lot to sort of take in. I get that, but we just felt like it was worth setting the scene straight about what we do know, what is verifiable. David Ortiz yesterday upgraded to quote unquote good condition. That's a big part of this. So the big picture is Papi is okay. He's going to make a full recovery. And I guess today he was not the intended target. What do you make of it all?
I don't know that we do know what to make of it all, Will. And sitting here listening to you for the last 10 minutes sort of take detours and turn around the narrative is a perfect example of how convoluted this has been from the beginning, how little we do know, how much we don't yet know, and I'm not sure that we're ever going to really know what took place almost 2 weeks ago or 10 or 11 days ago in the Dominican. This certainly sounds like that the notion that Ortiz was not the target could be, it's not difficult to imagine, something that is being presented publicly to protect Ortiz's reputation.
Mm.
Certainly the notion that he was involved with another woman who may or may not be married to a drug lord down there is not flattering to his public profile. We don't know if it's true. We don't know if it is true, if it isn't true. And I think we're going to get a lot of additional red herrings here in the next days, weeks, months. Who knows how long it's going to take to get full clarity on this. Ortiz himself may not know what was behind it. It's a mess. And you add in the additional cultural and language barriers and distances that exist between here and the Dominican, the degree to which, as you noted, Ortiz is regarded as a national hero there, and perhaps an understandable desire to protect his reputation, to spare his family any more of this public humiliation or hint of scandal involving his private life. Who knows?
It's frankly worth noting that on our own morning show, we had a former Major League Baseball security executive, or at least a personnel member,
Eddie
who
Dominguez.
Is friendly with David Ortiz, who himself said, here's one thing I do know. If you want to get to the bottom of this, you cannot leave it to the Dominican authorities. You can't leave it to their police, their investigators, because the truth will never come out. Now, you can take that for what it is, but that's his opinion. So that seems at least to be one possibility of the outcome of today. By the way, it's also worth noting that in the middle of this week, one of the alleged shooters threw the bars in his prison cell that he was ordered to be in for a year with this magistrate. He said, screaming out loud, I didn't think it was David Ortiz. He was wearing the same clothes as this guy. The prosecutors come out immediately and say, no, that is hogwash. That's absurd to say that anybody would ever know that it's not David Ortiz. And then today, that's the company line.
That's the official stance now.
So that turnaround makes it harder and harder to believe that that's actually what we're talking about.
Right, and we can talk about the differences in physical appearance of the two, of the supposed intended target and David Ortiz, skin color, size, clothes, everything else. The fact is that Ortiz was sitting down and had his back to the shooter.
Yes.
So maybe
that part is feasible.
Right. That part may fit. As I said, I think we can throw a lot of theories around. And in essence, we'd be wasting our time because I'm not sure that we ever publicly and more to the point accurately get to the bottom of this. And I think Eddie Dominguez's point, while somewhat sensitive, suggesting that there's some sort of law enforcement / government cover-up going on in the Dominican, may be hard for some people to swallow. As I said, there is motive. There is certainly a logical reason for them to take Ortiz out of the middle of this and present him as either the wrong target or an innocent bystander, a guy in the wrong place at the wrong time, and try to move on quickly. Remember, too, that this is not a good time in the Dominican from any number of reasons. First, one of its most celebrated persons and citizens had an assassination attempt, whether it was intended for him or not. Secondly, we know of the other story that operates in a parallel universe of 8 or 9 Americans who have died while on vacation in the Dominican under certainly mysterious circumstances, whether it's poisoned liquor or bootleg liquor or attacks upon women in some of the resort hotels. I think the last thing the Dominican wants to have its island and nation known for, particularly in the U.S., where Ortiz is also well known, is that it's some chaotic third world nation where gunplay is standard and that if you go there on vacation, you are literally risking your life either from violent gun violence or what happens if you take a drink from a minibar.
And in that vein, I think it's important and not coincidental that this, Alan Rodriguez Sanchez, the lead prosecutor, said that we don't want this to be detrimental to the country. We don't want people to think that this is the Wild West. We want it to be aspirational, that we have uncovered the truth in this case. So I think you're onto something there, Sean, in that at least the optics of it are that, this is not what you think it is. Our country is not as dangerous as you think it is. So almost in the next breath after saying a case of mistaken identity, let's not rush to judgment about the overall island. The other thing is they did say that it was an abomination that a person of the character of David Ortiz, that his family has been dragged through all of this with all the rumor and speculation. So they were very adamant that all of the rumors were irresponsible and quick to dismiss them in today's press conference.
Right. And again, that fits into the narrative of protecting his reputation, regarding him as a national hero back home and not wanting to sully that. This is a man who 10 or 11 days ago was fighting for his life, at least for a period of time, and particularly while he remained in the Dominican, where the medical care is, I think it's safe to assume, not at the level that he is now currently receiving at Mass General or any number of top medical facilities in this country, comparatively speaking. So it'll be interesting. We did get reports last week that because Ortiz has dual citizenship, that he is an American citizen as well, and anytime any harm comes to an American citizen, even abroad, that American law enforcement sometimes gets involved and that there is some activity and involvement of the FBI there, and to see if they come to the same conclusions, whether they say so publicly or not, or whether there's an independent investigation that is running separate and independent from the one that the Dominican is running. That, too, will be interesting to see how that dovetails with what we heard publicly today.
I can't say that I have a lot of experience in Dominican press conferences that are discussing high-profile crimes. This was a first for me. I was struck, Sean, as I listened to this prosecutor say that this is common, that often these pictures are sent to hitmen, and oftentimes they don't necessarily know the true identity of them, and they're sent on these cell phones and for cash payments, their meetups, and I guess it's not impossible to believe, but it's just crazy the details that come out in this thing. You send a picture on a cell phone, you ride up on a moped, you drop the guy off, you try to escape, you get pummeled in the bar, all of these suspects start to get found, the gun is dug up in a barrio 100 miles from the site of the shooting, the phone is sold, all of a sudden prisoners are starting to talk, they're being incarcerated for a year. The layers of this story are just crazy. So we're just here to report the news and say that Dominican authorities say that David Ortiz was not the subject of the shooting.
Yeah, and that is what it is, but don't be surprised if that story changes.
I agree.
Either publicly or through other avenues.
And when it does, we'll be the first to tell you about it. We do have a baseball game to talk about, not only the one that is upcoming with Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound, but we got a ball game last night that was absolutely insane. The Red Sox and the Twins, it took nearly 6 hours and 17 innings. The Red Sox fell, so a rubber match tonight. We'll preview that with Sean McAdam next on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.